Hello, welcome back to About Music. Today I'm not going to do much talking because I would like you to listen to a lovely variety of music which I've compiled for you. So today we are more about just music than about music. Over the last five programs, I've introduced to you and demonstrated to you the four elements of sound, and specifically of musical sound. So today is all about giving you opportunity to reflect on these. Of course, I'm talking about the same things we talk about in relation to speech: pitch, pace, power, and variety. Or in musical terms, pitch referring to high and low notes, pace referring to speed and rhythm, variety referring to musical color and timbre, and intensity referring to both loudness and emotional content. Always keep in mind the very first definition I gave you in the first program, and that definition says, "Music is an art form that expresses emotions and feelings through the medium of sound." So, let's begin with Polovtsian dances from the opera Prince Igor by Alexander Borodin. This is a fine example of dance music contained in an opera. Without saying more, please listen and pay attention to your inner voice, which is stirred by the music, and decide, what is this music telling me? Am I stirred by it? If you listen with attention, you cannot fail to be stirred, whether in a positive or negative way, whether joyful, exciting, calming, depressing, or something else. Let's listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next up, I have a work by Rossini. It's his famous overture to William Tell. This iconic overture is known for its thrilling and dramatic opening, which builds to a galloping finale. It showcases Rossini's mastery of orchestration and infectious energy. The really famous part is towards the end. I'm going to challenge you with some delightful choral music. I've been busy accompanying choirs this past weekend and Monday, and it reminded me how much I love the power of massed voices. Remember to please listen and pay attention to your inner voice, which is stirred by the music, and decide, what is this music telling me? Now, Mozart's Ave Verum Corpus. It's a vocal musical setting of a sacred text based on a Roman Catholic religious text, the Thanksgiving, the sacrament by which, according to their belief, the body and blood of Christ are present in the bread and wine that are consecrated during the Mass.
Thank you.
Here is another musical setting of a religious text, but from an oratorio. The oratorio is not intended for liturgical use. It could be performed in either church or concert hall. This time, it's by Franz Joseph Haydn, and we will listen to the section Then Comes the Dawn from The Seasons from Winter. This chorus is for double choir and features a mighty fugue in four voices, which starts at minute 3.08 of the performance, if you're interested to pick it out.
Truth only lasts, and like a light that meets the eye, of a shipwrecked mariners, direct us through life's storms, to everlasting peace and joy.
Oh,
Let's take another. And now, to continue, back to some orchestral music. The last movement of the Symphony No. 5 by Dmitri Shostakovich is a tour de force of intensity and power. It showcases a compelling blend of triumph and turmoil. It has soaring melodies. It has a dramatic conclusion. A reminder once again, please listen and pay attention to your inner voice, which is stirred by the music, and decide, what is this music telling me?
Thank you.
We're going to listen to the Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah, which is by Saint-Saëns, opus 47. It's another dance section from the opera. A Bacchanal is a wild and drunken celebration. Does the music convey this to you? Remembering that the modern version of a wild and drunken version of a celebration may be a bit more extreme than what Saint-Saëns envisioned. This lively and rhythmic orchestral interlude has energy, it has excitement. It features driving rhythm, lush orchestration, and has a lively dance-like character.
Thank you.
Well, I've certainly led you a merry dance this week, or perhaps it was rather a roller coaster ride. But to conclude, here is an utterly charming short piece by Ronald Binge, entitled Elizabethan Serenade. But my surprise for you is that it is performed by a South African primary school choir, the Mandela Park Primary School Choir, from the South African Schools Choral Eisteddfod. It showcases the level of talent in our schools and how seriously they take the challenge of choral music. I experienced this at first hand again on Monday at the Simon Klankler Primary School in Bronkhorstspruit, where 8 local school choirs competed for a place in the next round of the 2023 competitions. Enjoy this item from a past event. Be transported, as I was, by the sheer beauty of the sound. Thank you for sharing this musical journey with me. Please join me again next week when we will start unpacking some more of the musical elements that make music what it is. Goodbye for now.